Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being righteous, understanding that the righteousness that we have, or at least that we can have, is not of our own doing. It's a righteousness that's found in Christ. Because his blood, his sacrifice on the cross, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And so today we're going to focus in, as we've been doing throughout the week, on a different aspect, something the Bible says about the righteousness that we have. And today we're going to talk and pray about living for righteousness. Simply making it a part of our life. It's an aspect of being righteous, more so than doing righteous acts. Sometimes we do things with wrong motives, and they don't really count for what we think they do. And God's desire is that we're not so focused on doing things of righteousness, but we're focused on being righteous. Looking today at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, speaking of Jesus, it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." As we join with Christ in his suffering, in his death, we are joined with him in his life and in his righteousness. The Bible makes it clear that it's the work of Jesus that allows us to be declared by him to be righteous. He bore our sins. He carried them. He lifted them from us. And he took them to the cross. And he died so that our sins might die with him and be buried. And while the sins remain buried, they remain dead. In Christ, we are raised to life so that we can live for the righteousness that God counts towards us. That incredible privilege, the incredible love, the incredible desire of God for us to be in relationship with him and for him to be in relationship with us. As God called a people to himself, beginning with Abraham and his descendants, he would say that you will be my people and I will be your God. That relationship was defined, and it was set forth according to God's desire, but it was based on the people's willingness. And there would be warnings given if they would rather not be God's people. What would happen? And they would experience those consequences, and those consequences would often remind them that we're better off if we are God's people. And repentance would take place, and a return in worship of the living God would happen for a time. And unfortunately, we don't have to look as far back as ancient biblical history to see that taking place, we can look in our own life. And so we need these reminders that in Christ we have died to sin. Dying to sin doesn't simply mean that the sin is gone. It doesn't simply mean that it's no longer held against us. Those things are true. It means now we live for righteousness. We have a different motivation. We have a different master. Sin no longer rules over us, but righteousness does. When we consider the work of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Righteousness, He calls us to Himself and said, I've cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Now you have the ability, the opportunity to live for righteousness, but do you have the desire? And it's not easy. And there will be temptations, and there are temptations. But God is our helper, an ever-present help in time of need. And He's given us His Spirit that dwells within us, that leads us, that teaches us, that corrects us, that convicts us, so that as we live, sin has died and righteousness reigns supreme. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be righteous. You took our sin upon Your Son Jesus. And as those sins were carried to the cross, they died and they were buried. And yet, Jesus Himself was raised to life by the power of the Spirit that dwells within us, so that we can live for righteousness. That we can not only know the declaration of being righteous by the blood of Jesus, but we can know the release from the power of sin. God, today, help us to make the application of being righteous change how we live. May that declaration persuade us to not just be cleansed, but to live as one who is cleansed. To not just be declared righteous for a moment, but to live as one who is righteous. And so, God, today, in the midst of everything that we might encounter, may we choose to deny self, to reject sin and the temptation that leads us towards sin, and to live for righteousness as we lift up Jesus as the one who's called us, as the one who makes righteousness possible, that as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.